The Champions League is full steam ahead. The Rowdies go all in for wins in 7, a new deal for the USL, and more right here on the World Soccer Report.
It is time for the Rowdies Rundown and World Soccer Report with Buster DeLay as we go over all of what's happening in the world of soccer. And here is your host, Buster DeLay.
And welcome to the World Soccer Report. The city of soccer never sleeps, so let's dive right into the games and news. The streak is over. The Tampa Bay Rowdies have been on a record-breaking run of form recently as they set a new USL Championship record of the longest time without conceding a goal. That record is now officially set, as Hartford Athletic were the first team in over a month to score on this Tampa defense. They left it late, but it was coming. The man to end this incredible run was Colombian midfielder Daniel Barrera, as he curled his left-footed shot just over the man on the line. The news isn't all bad, because the Rowdies still won the match 2-1. Sebastian Guenzotti, who has been arguably the best player in the league as of recently, added yet another brace of goals. He could have had a hat trick if it wasn't for the brilliance of Hartford goalkeeper Jeff Caldwell. I mentioned his name last report for a reason, because he is good. Steven Dos Santos won a penalty, which Seba Guenzotti took. Caldwell dove the wrong way, but saved it with his trailing foot. As a goalkeeper myself, I can say with experience that is mighty difficult. Another talking point of the match was the Rowdy's second goal, which was taken beautifully, as Seba chipped it over the onrushing Caldwell. Leo Fernandez, who assisted both goals, was the man of the match and won a place on the USL Team of the Week, with Sebastian Guenzotti yet again joining him, this time on the bench. The Uruguayan Guenzotti now has recorded a brace in each of his last 3 games. Finally, the Rowdies can go home knowing that their record of 891 minutes without conceding will probably not be beaten in quite some time. Back on the road, the Green and Gold are up against Charleston Battery at Patriots Point next, before they then host the Battery only 5 days later. For their away run, I predict 2-0 to the Rowdies. With the playoffs looming large, the Rowdies can now focus on making sure they comfortably win games, while also keeping those honorable clean sheets. On a side note, how do you think playoffs will go for the Rowdies this season? Will we make it to the final like we did last year? Personally, I believe they will return to the USL Championship Finals, but first, let's make sure we qualify for the playoffs comfortably. I'd always love to hear your insight on what these games will produce, so if you want to have a chat about anything, feel free to drop me a direct message on Instagram, at World Soccer Report. That's at symbol, World Soccer Report. All one word. And now that the Rowdies rundown is done and dusted, it's time to get loud with Loudon! Loudon United suffered a 6-1 loss against the Miami FC. However, they weren't a bad side at all. Any team in the world would have trouble against this attack Miami has to offer. Even Tampa couldn't contain them, and they hold the most clean sheets in the league's history. Yes, the defense was a little open at times, and Jermaine Forda between the sticks was helpless to every single goal. I do feel for the guy, he's a fabulous goalkeeper, but when the attacking players Miami have combined to the fullest, even he can't keep out a tap-in. The bright spark in Loudon's side was Theodore Cudipietro, who I'd argue was actually the best player on the entire field. He never once seemed to run out of energy, and he was everywhere. He tracked back to help defend, he orchestrated passes to perfection, and he completed multiple dribbles through some of the best defenders in the league to score a superb goal right after halftime. He should add two, but goalkeeping heroics from Miami's Connor Sparrow kept out his Travella attempt. Speaking of the goal right after halftime, Loudon seemed a completely different machine, and I thought the comeback was on, so high praise should be given to Loudon for the attitude they showed after the interval. Next up, two USL teams with MLS Parents Club face off as the New York Red Bulls host Loudon. This one will be close, but Loudon is a better team in my eyes. Players like Jeremy Raffinello will be critical in the creation of New York chances, but with the thrilling Loudon attack, they will get it done 2-1. Good luck, Loudon United. The Champions League is back in full swing. The UEFA Champions League has always been something I look forward to every year, and so far the group stage of this year's competition has been nothing short of thrilling. For those who are new to the Champions League, the group stage I mentioned is a series of games between certain teams placed in the same 4-team group. The two, and sometimes three, teams with the most points at the end of the group stage progress to the round of 16, then the quarterfinals and the semifinals, and you know what comes next, the famous Champions League finals. As I mentioned, this group stage has been off to a great start, but this section will talk about my top three favorite games ranked each week. So to start off, this week at number three is Manchester United 2, Villarreal 1. For a contest this good to be number three, you know there were some great games going on this week. The game was between last year's Europa League finalists. In that final, Villarreal were the victors after a thrilling penalty shootout that ended with David De Gea missing the vital penalty. De Gea is a goalkeeper for Manchester United. The game started with no goals in the first half, but certainly picked up. In the 53rd minute, Paco Alcacer poked his effort past De Gea to break the deadlock for Villarreal. It only took 7 minutes for United to respond, and it was an unlikely source that produced the equalizer. Alex Telles it was who scored for United, and what a goal it was! He took it beautifully on the volley, and the left back went off to celebrate his first goal with Manchester United. It ended up being Manchester United that claimed all 3 points, and who else to score but Cristiano Ronaldo? The Portuguese star continues his superb run of form by winning this game in the 95th minute. Ronaldo also broke the Champions League appearance record with this game and this goal. In number 2 is Benfica 3, Barcelona 0. As I mentioned in the last episode, Barcelona are not in a good place right now, and this loss proved my claim. Darwin Nunes starred for Benfica as he recorded a brace for the Portuguese side from Lisbon. The Uruguayan started his scoring in just the 3rd minute before scoring Benfica's 3rd from the penalty spot. The ice in his veins and the definite composure was apparent for all to see as he buried his penalty past Marc-Andre Ter Stegen. Rafa Silva was the man to score the 2nd goal, all before Eric Garcia was sent off for Barcelona in the 87th minute. Barcelona have to turn this around. Their history is too rich to slip away this easily. And number 1, FC Sheriff 2, Real Madrid 1. Imagine if the European Super League existed. Minnow teams like Sheriff would never be able to face off and beat giants like Real Madrid. There is nothing better than when a Moldovan team, who many have barely heard of, beat the most well-known team ever. Madrid had 31 shots, with about a third of those being on target. Sheriff goalkeeper Georgios Athanasiadis made 10 saves and never once seemed likely to be beaten. This performance from the Greek goalkeeper has to go down as one of the best goalkeeping performances in history. Jasurbek Yakushaboev, Sheriff's Uzbekistani forward, opened the scoring in the 17th minute. It took marvelous saves, but eventually Karim Benzema leveled it with a penalty in the 65th minute. It looked like the points would be split, however, the Moldovan side ended up winning in the 89th minute after a magnificent strike by Sebastian Thill. Dreams really do come true. Sheriff lead their group. In the MLS, Joseph Martinez sets a league record. The Venezuelan, who was injured for almost all of the 2020 season, is back with a bang this season. His penalty gave Atlanta a 1-0 lead and the win against Miami. But most importantly for Joseph, he joins 4 other MLS legends to score 100 goals for one MLS club. He is the fastest of all of them to do so, and to think he has been in the league for less than 5 years is incredible. I love Joseph, so this news makes me so happy. Over in the Premier League, the team who I thought were down and out this season, Arsenal, have completely proven me wrong as they took the applause home in the North London Derby versus Tottenham. 3 goals and 3 knee slides, including a recreation of Thierry Henry's famous slide, in the first half gave a bright-looking Arsenal the win. The goal scorers for Arsenal were Emile Smith-Rowe, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, and Bukayo Saka. Tottenham did not allow Arsenal a clean sheet, for Heung-Min Son scored a consolation goal in the 79th minute. Neil Mopé stole 2 points from Crystal Palace in the 95th minute, Curtis Jones scored a screamer, and Raul Jimenez scored for the first time since almost dying on the field against Arsenal when he and David Luiz collided and he cracked a skull. Those were just a few moments from a beautiful week in the English Premier League. Touching back on the Champions League, Lionel Messi picked up his first PSG goal against Manchester City, proving he was a better signing than Jack Grealish because Jack Grealish should have stayed at Villa, and I will make my point known about that for as long as I stay on this earth. The USL Championship has some special news to share. They have teamed up with the USLPA, the USL Players Association, in an agreement over a CBA, or collective bargaining agreement. This will give the players of the USL better lives on and off the fields. The big new addition will be salary caps, all beneficial to the players. Other changes include new grievance procedures and new requirements for living and working conditions for the USL players. This is the first deal of its kind to be agreed on in the CONCACAF region. I personally adore watching the USL grow and improve like this, with even more cool things happening recently in the league. Louisville youngster Jonathan Gomez has signed for Real Sociedad in the La Liga. I am so excited to see what Gomez has to offer in the Spanish top flight, and I am even more excited to see what lies ahead for the USL and the top 5 European leagues in the future. Be sure to follow my Instagram account, at World Soccer Report. That's at symbol, World Soccer Report. All one word. There, I feature news, alerts, and interactive posts. Plus, if you ever want to talk soccer or give feedback on the show, please feel free to direct message me, and if I am available, which I usually am, I will respond ASAP. Thank you for listening, and thank you, as always, to RadioSaintPete.com for being my home base here on the show. This has been the World Soccer Report, and I'll see you at the game.
Hear more Rowdy Soccer coverage tonight online with the Unused Substitutes, our weekly live Tampa Bay Rowdies soccer podcast on Radio St. Pete Online, tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern Time.